We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The Trump administration wants to screen foreign visitors' social media history for entry to the country. The proposed requirement would apply to visitors using the electronic system for travel authorization and require travelers to disclose 5 years of their social media history to visit the U.S. The ESTA allows citizens of designated countries, including the U.K., France, and Japan, to travel to the U.S. for business or tourism for stays of up to 90 days without a visa. According to the proposed rule filed by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Trump administration said the change was necessary to comply with an executive order aimed at protecting the U.S. from foreign threats. The CBP said it's accepting public comments for 60 days on the proposal. The battle over Warner Brothers continues. Investors are betting that there are higher bids yet to come for the media company. Last week, Netflix agreed to acquire its Warner and HBO properties for $72 billion, beating out rival bidders Paramount and Comcast. According to people familiar with the matter, Paramount's CEO sat with a number of Warner investors in meetings yesterday, seeking their support. Some say that a higher bid from Paramount may be on the way. Warner stock has been rising in response as investors expect a bidding war. And speaking of streaming wars, YouTube TV has announced it'll offer cheaper, pared-down channel bundles early next year. The new lineup of skinny bundles aims to give consumers more flexibility to pick the content they are willing to pay for. It includes a sports plan with access to major broadcasters, as well as NBC Sports Network and all of ESPN's networks. YouTube hasn't yet released pricing for the new offerings. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. We'll have another Quick Tech Update in the morning.